Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Lisa Newell, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, I wanted to make sure that I got this out there first. There was no crime in the city of Gulf Breeze last week.
The what?
No crime.
Zero?
Not a single. Yeah, no crime. The police report says that on Thursday, they found a gray and black bag. And on Tuesday, they found a license plate. That was the entire police report for the city of Gulf Breeze for last week from September the 1st through 7th.
We need to put up one of those like boards like they have in industrial facilities. It's crime-free for the last 7 days. You know, 8 days, 9 days. And then Homer can spill the radioactive material on his back and push his friend off the ladder, and then we can go back to zero. All right. Wow, that's fantastic.
It has been low for the last few weeks, but that was crazy to have no crime. That was really surprising.
That's amazing.
Not even a traffic stop or, a U-turn. Nothing like that.
The school district has had another allegation. Is that right?
Yes. Unfortunately, the school year has started off with a lot of bad publicity for the school district. And then we found out that someone who works for a contracted employee who works for Chartwell's, which is the food service, was arrested for public nudity. And during that interrogation, he admitted that he had some material on his phone of children. And so now they are looking into charging him with something for that as well. Now, he was not charged until August the 24th. School had already started. He apparently passed a background check. So the school did their due diligence. But again, we have got a person working in a school who unfortunately has been found to have child blank on their phones. So unfortunately.
All right.
It just means that just because someone has a record does not mean, if they don't have a record, that does not mean that they are safe. You need to be always cautious with everyone.
Absolutely. In a little bit of better news, we have golf, the volleyball, right? And displaying a little bit of bling.
Our Gulf Breeze girls just have taken the state volleyball championship as if it was theirs. Like, it's just so easy. They make it look easy. 2 years in a row, they won it, and now they have got the championship rings. So some of the girls who played on the team for 2 years have got these two giant championship rings. They look like Super Bowl rings almost. And so they were very excited to get those. They got them before they played Pace last Friday before the football game. So congratulations to the Gulf Breeze girls volleyball team. They are making us so proud. And we're just so happy to see that they're going to have a tangible remembrance of their accomplishment.
And then you got somebody won $1 million scratcher.
Yeah, somebody turned a $50 scratch-off ticket into $1 million. Let me tell you, I would not spend $50 on a scratch-off ticket for anything in the world.
Same.
But but this person did it. He won $1 million. His name is Fadil Bejic. And so he was able to go to Tallahassee. We got a picture of him and his loved ones accepting the big check, and so congratulations to him. I did actually try to win the big $1 billion lottery, but I did. I succumbed, but I did not win.
Honestly, whenever there's an office pool, I usually play out of self-defense because I figure if I win, I win, but if everybody else wins and I don't win, there won't be a job for me anyway because none of them are going to show up. But it was $20, and I was like, no. No, I'll put in 5 or 10, but I'm not putting in 20. I drew the line there.
No, I would not.
That's where I drew the line.
No, I can't do that much either. I agree with you.
You also have a story about.
You also got a story about
speed reduction request on Bear Drive.
Well, in Gulf Breeze, they have done a lot of speed reduction. They put a lot of speed tables and traffic calming devices on most of the roads. Bear Drive does not have that. So a lot of people say, well, let's just go down Bear Drive. So now Bear Drive has become kind of a little highway where people are exceeding the speed limit. A lot of the workers who have trailers, things like that, they don't want to jostle over those speed tables, are now using Bear Drive. So residents are asking the city to please take a look at it, see if they can do something to alleviate some of the traffic on that street, and also position a police car there to maybe calm down the speeding. So, you know, one of these unintended consequences. So
yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they ask them to ruin Bear Drive with speed tables, too. I mean, that's how this works. You know, ruin our street, too, please. So I'm sorry. I hate speed tables so badly. you also have a story about it may cost more because fees. Santa Rosa County is today, actually, in their meeting, considering raising across the board fees for, you know, boat registrations and auditorium rentals and Ramada rentals and, you know, engineering services and all this stuff. Right.
Yeah, they took a look. The Santa Rosa County Commission is looking at increasing rental fees on October the 1st. They took a look at some of the other fees that were being charged. So, for example, the Tiger Point facility, the Tiger Point Community Center down here, would be $50 per hour. And I believe right now it's $25 an hour. And they are also considering possibly some kind of a facility maintenance in case somebody leaves it a mess and they have to clean it up. So there are different things that they are looking into. So it could double the fees. I think they're still very reasonable for what you get, but they are looking at increasing them. So
yeah, that was one of
that. If you're planning a party for after October the 1st, you might want to factor that in.
Yeah, it was one of those things that when they talked about what they are in neighboring counties and what they are related to the cost of those services, I thought, well, yeah, I mean, you know, they really should go up, especially with the impending worry about losing property tax revenue as well. And then what are you going to do? Man, you have all kinds of stuff in there. You've got stuff about free events for the seashore, recycling aluminum cans at Gulf Breeze Elementary. There's always good stuff in the paper. The Gulf Breeze News comes out every day, every Thursday. Lisa Newell gives us a little taste. She is the publisher of the aforementioned excellent newspaper. Lisa, thanks so much for the time this morning. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, and I hope that I can also put in a plug for Splash. October is coming out, so the deadline is approaching, so give us a call for that. And, hey, Andrew, I hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. 8:17 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Back to rolling accident-free right now. I-10 eastbound, just some minor delays right around the Highway 29 exit. Highway 90 is back to flowing very smoothly this morning. 98 westbound as you approach the Garson Point Bridge in that construction area, seeing about a 7 to 9 minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you know, picking up a vacation rental or a long-term rental, or, you know, just maybe, I don't know, you're downsizing because you're empty nesters, or, you know, you're tired of mowing the lawn, so you want to get a condo, or you're increasing your family, so you want to get your first home, or, you know, whatever the case may be. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they're just really good at this. They sell three and a half, four homes a week, 165 last year. You do the math, which means they know how to do it. And especially, listen, if you're thinking about buying your first home, oh, man, I wish if I could go back in history and have somebody like Christina be my first real estate agent, like, oh, wow, that would have been great. Because, you know, you learn things, I guess, when it's not that. So anyway, she's great. They're great. And they can just help you through the process, especially when you have no idea what you're doing, which is how most of us do because we don't do this all the time. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 786-3996.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Some things can steal your sunshine.
Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The following program is rated TV MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
I can buy myself flowers.
That doesn't make you laugh? Don't we need a content disclaimer for the show sometimes?
Oh my gosh, yes. I think you should play it every hour. Every hour, my friend.
I was watching something on TV and I thought, oh, that's funny. We should use that for the show too. I mean, if we're doing all these different random drops. Hey, we have breaking news right now. The FBI is giving an update on yesterday's horrific assassination of Charlie Kirk. Let's go to that right now.
Website at www.fbi.gov/Utah Valley Shooting. You can also call the FBI at 1-800-CALL-FBI. We truly rely on the public's help in these types of cases, and no tip is too small or insignificant. Thank you.
Okay, well, I guess he just had finished his comments on the their update, so we'll give... We'll come back. I'll see if I can figure out what he just said. We weren't listening to what they said. We just saw it on TV, so we put it up for you. 8:22 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We've got David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines for us. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. There's some backlash today on TMZ after their live-streamed coverage of the Charlie Kirk assassination yesterday. The news organization had gone live online after the shooting in Utah, right when the news of Kirk's death broke.
Janet, go... Go to have somebody look at the Fox. Trump just posted that Charlie Kirk is dead.
And that's Harvey Levin with TMZ when he was on air yesterday. He did post an apology video shortly after that. He says the laughter and applause was not reaction to Kirk's death, but a case of bad timing.
As we were reporting the assassination of Charlie Kirk, there were some people in the back room away from our news desk here who were watching a car chase, and they were laughing, they were clapping, and you could hear it out here.
And he apologized for the way it sounded, but said he knows the people involved and didn't believe that that's what they would be cheering for.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. I have got the video pulled up of the press conference, so we can go back to the beginning of it now, just a little bit on delay. But here's the FBI speaking just moments ago about their update on the Charlie Kirk assassination.
I'm Bo Mason, Commissioner for the Utah Department of Public Safety. Today, at approximately 12:20 Mountain Standard Time, political influencer Charlie Kirk was shot in an event at the Utah Valley University. He was taken by private vehicle to Timpanogos Hospital.
Well, dag nabbit, that was yesterday's press conference. I'm trying, folks. I thought I had it, and I didn't. And then the live stream is not really carrying any particular information. So we'll try to get that for you as soon as we can. And I know bottom of the hour, Fox News will have a good update for you. I'm so sorry about that. YouTube is sometimes not as helpful as, you know, really that it should be. 437-1620, as we have been talking about all day today, the First District Court of Appeals yesterday issued a ruling related to the concealed carry of firearms and said that essentially Stan McDaniels was right. That Stan McDaniels, yes, David?
We do have the live press conference right now if you want to go to it.
Again, part of the investigation. Excuse me? We are working on that, but again, part of the investigation that I can't release. Not at all. We've got complete and total support from everyone, from the director on down, and it's been an incredible supportive environment so far. All I can say is that we're working the investigation the best we have in it, with the environment we're given. So thank you.
All right, so obviously the press conference has a lot of moments where you can't even hear what the question is being asked. The they do think they've recovered the weapon. Is that what we saw? Okay, very good. We'll give you more updates as we can. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Rolling accident-free right now. Not seeing, let's see here, I-10 eastbound right around the Highway 29 construction zone. Just a minor delay there. Also 98 westbound approaching the Garcon Point Bridge through that construction zone. We've got about a 7 to 9 minute delay, but other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So back to this First District Court of Appeals ruling from yesterday. You may remember in July of 2024, just after the Bruin ruling came down from the Supreme Court, Stan McDaniels, a frequent political candidate and, you know, sort of local activist, put himself out on the street, out on Main Street in Pensacola, and with a tripod and a camera and a gun in his waist belt, you know, in his waist, and basically said, I'm out here, what he thought was honoring the Constitution and his rights, but at the time it was illegal under Florida statute to openly carry a weapon. PPD comes, they say, hey, bro, and he says, nah, bro, and they wind up charging him. He gets convicted of violating Florida statute 790.053, the ban on open carry of firearms, and then they sentence him to, you know, community service. He appeals and stay the sentence pending appeal. And then the First District Court of Appeal hears this oral arguments back in October of last year. It takes a long time for these things to work their way through. And in that hearing, I thought it was, in fact, I will be honest, I had not watched that hearing until yesterday. I watched the whole thing, the oral arguments. They were clear as a bell, in my opinion, that the three-judge panel of the First DCA were very clear that they were going to strike this down. Because, I mean, all three judges basically weighed in and said, yeah, under Bruin, the most recent compelling controlling Supreme Court precedent, you have to show that there's a historical example of controlling open carry, and you can't show one. There is no such thing. The open carry of weapons was allowed at the time of the founding and thereafter, and concealed carry was for criminals and bad people, and you needed exceptions, and the only restrictions were on concealed carry, and the Supreme Court cases only had to do with concealed carry and did not have anything to do with open carry, and so we've kind of got this all backwards. Here's what they actually said during the hearing. Oh, hold on just a second. I had to unplug my computer because of the issues we were having a minute ago. Here goes.
On the historical analog, right, the Bruin majority made clear it doesn't need to be an identical twin in terms of the historical analog, but this isn't a sister. This isn't a twin. I mean, at best, this is an ugly stepsister. It's diametrically opposed to the historical analog that the state argued here. The state argued that the historical analog was the concealed carry statute, right? And statutes that were in place at the time of the founding. There is no historical analog banning open carry.
And that was one of the justices, but all three of the justices expressed strong skepticism about, you know, whether the case that had come down, the Bruin case, would allow Florida to maintain its statute banning the open carry. And as we read in the opinion yesterday, they said, no, you can't have it. We have learned from the Pensacola Police Department and the Escambia County Sheriff's Office that they are not enforcing these rules. They are not enforcing them against for pistol or rifle. But again, be smart today. I recommend strongly be smart. Be aware that everybody may not have this information. I have also asked, and there's a lot of wrinkles with this because we don't know about For example, the places you cannot conceal carry, there's a long list of them. Are those still prohibited now for open carry? They are still prohibited for concealed carry. We don't know if they're still prohibited for open carry. We're kind of waiting to find that out. There's also, frankly, there's a real question about 18, 19, and 20-year-olds. Because they are allowed to possess. They're not allowed to purchase. They're allowed to possess. They're not allowed to concealed carry. Are they allowed to open carry? Most other states have open carry for 18, 19, and 20-year-olds. I don't know the answer for that. I strongly recommend if you're 19 or 20, you don't go try it and find out. But I am looking for better guidance, especially from the state attorney's office or from the attorney general's office, about what this means for kind of these particular cases around the concealed carry that we're just not sure about anymore. So we'll give you more as soon as we know it.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The FBI is leading a manhunt for Charlie Kirk's assassin. The 31-year-old conservative activist was shot and killed during a college tour stop in Utah. President Trump blaming what he calls radical left rhetoric.
It's long past time for all Americans and the media to confront the fact that violence and murder are the tragic consequence of demonizing those with whom you disagree day after day, year after year, in the most hateful and despicable way possible.
It's the 24th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Fox's Eric Schon in New York.
Public officials, survivors, family members, and first responders again gather at this site to recall that day and remember and honor the 2,977 people who were killed here.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's 69 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies. We'll get to our forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. A big ruling by the Florida Appeals Court has determined open carrying of firearms is a constitutionally protected right. That's a decision that could overturn the ban on open carry of weapons across the state. Earlier this morning, the Escambia Sheriff's Office said they will no longer be enforcing the open carry statute. Pensacola Police now changing course and making that same decision.
So we actually changed this morning, and that's what we're going to go by until we hear, you know, something else changes. And I don't think that it will.
That's PPD's Mike Wood, and the court decision came after an appeal from former local political candidate Stan McDaniels, who was arrested for violating the state's open carry law July of 2022. A three-judge panel unanimously agreed that the state's ban was unconstitutional. The state attorney general's office does not plan to appeal that decision. Kim McChesney will reportedly not be returning as the assistant principal at Gulf Breeze Elementary School. The News Journal reporting that Bobby Luter has been appointed as the new permanent assistant principal for that school. This comes after McChesney's son Matthew was arrested on multiple charges, including possession of child pornography, but was still allowed to participate in the senior walk at the school, despite having confessed weeks prior to authorities. McChesney has been on paid administrative leave since August 4th. A community petition gathered over 1,300 signatures calling for McChesney's removal. A review of school safety protocols. Matthew McChesney was arrested several weeks after that senior walk. Warrington Preparatory Academy has won their appeal with the State Department of Education, and their grade has been improved to a C for the year. And this comes after the school had received failing grades for years. They were turned over to Charter Schools USA 2 years ago. That was after they received a second D grade. They had been given an extension to bring it
up. I'm just looking ahead. I'm not satisfied. I'm really not satisfied with the C. It feels good for the moment. And like I said, you can take a collective breath. But for me, I think Warrington deserves an A school. And then can you imagine what that will mean for this community when we get there? I mean, I think it's just going to change a lot of people's perception about what can come out of this area.
Principal Delvin Vick, the school's appeal on their D grade showed as many as 48 students zoned for the school had been placed in alternative programs, but their grades were still counted towards the school's grade. Another student's exam results had also not been counted. The school's also pursuing some expansion plans, and they've been approved for the Cambridge program, allowing for college credit opportunities. There's a new aviation museum coming to Northwest Florida. Chris Bryan says it should provide a nice economic bump.
Another air museum coming to Northwest Florida. This time, an air commando museum is planned for Hurlburt Field. Look for construction to get set to go within 5 years. Our recent UWF Haas Center study estimating that museum will bring a $65 million economic impact, $26 million from direct spending and $39 million from indirect spending. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. Four people in custody after the shooting of an FSU football player. Authorities announced yesterday Ethan Pritchard had been ambushed in what they believe may have been a case of mistaken identity last Sunday. The football player was dropping off family members from a gathering in Havana when he was shot in the back of the head. Pritchard remains in critical but stable condition. 8:35, John Pickens has our traffic.
That's right. Dealing with one accident right now on 98 and Baywoods Drive. That's right before you get to the Garcon Point Bridge going westbound. Hence, that's the reason why the traffic is backed up in that area. About a 10 to 12 minute delay. Just use caution in that area. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John.
We are going to have a beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies, high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. Going into Friday, we will have nice sunny weather, high near 92. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. Going into Saturday, plenty of sunshine, high near 89. And by Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 68. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
70 right now, partly cloudy in Pensacola, 67 in Milton and in Gulf Breeze. Looking at our markets this morning at the opening bell, the Dow up 182.5 points at 45,673. S&P up 22.5 points at 65,54. NASDAQ up 83.5 points at 21,969. 10-year bond rate down at 4.024%. Gold prices are down 1990 at 36,6210. Silver up 9 cents at 41,69. And taking a look at a few of our financial headlines for today. More Americans than expected found themselves filing for unemployment last week. The Labor Department says they received 263,000 initial requests for the week ending September 6th. That's up 27,000 from the week before. Analysts were expecting the numbers to come in at about 235,000. The Trump administration is cutting $350 million in grant funding to colleges serving minority students. The Department of Education announced Wednesday it was ending discretionary funding to several grant programs at schools like historically black colleges and Hispanic-serving institutions, claiming that they are discriminatory. Over 3,000 St. Louis area Boeing employees on strike could be headed back to work.
The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers has reached a tentative agreement with Boeing to end a strike that started in early August. Union officials say the five-year deal includes improved wages and restores a signing bonus. Union members will vote on the contract Friday. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Thank you, Mark. 8:37, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday, join the Vitas Healthcare and Pensacola Humane Society on North Q Street for a 9/11 community remembrance event from 11 till 3. See PensacolaHumane.org for more info. The Upper Room's annual Mission 5K will be held Saturday starting at 8 on Pensacola Beach. Proceeds will benefit the church's missions. Find out more at UpperRoomPensacola.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, it is 9/11. Of course, we are all thinking about what happened 24 years ago, but in what is just a coincidence of the fact is that 9/11 also happens to be National Make Your Bed Day. So our frivolous topic of the day. By the way, we have Jake here with us.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Man, it's been a while since I've heard your voice on the radio. Yes. You filling in for Meg today?
I am filling in for Meg today. I hope she's feeling okay.
Oh, I'm sure she's fine. That's, yeah. Good to have you. Good to see you.
It's great to be here. Great to be seen.
Got a lot of that man energy going on this morning. So.
Oh, yeah.
Jake the drummer. Jake the drummer. Okay, so question of the day. Do you make your bed every day or other? Let's say other. What if I went into your bedroom right now, what would I find? 437-1620. John, are you a bed maker or something else?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so just however
crawl,
it lays, it's,
yeah,
just lays
I'm gonna
there.
Crawl back in it. So, like, what's the point?
You're Nobody's gonna mess gonna it up later. It. Why try to fix it now?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Jake, 437-1620, 437-1620. Do you make your bed every day, not every day, once in a while, ever, only when the in-laws come over, you know, whatever. Jake?
If the maintenance guys are coming by the apartment to do something, I'll make it just so that they don't see an unmade bed.
Well, you don't want the maintenance guys to think less of you.
The hunky maintenance guys don't need to see my unmade bed. But
I mean,
no.
They already think less of you because you can't fix the fridge yourself. But
and the drain. It's like, really? It's
they don't
your
need to also think you're untidy.
Here.
I got you.
Yeah, but no, usually every morning I just throw the sheet, the blanket back over the whole bed just so that when the cat jumps up there, he's not on our middle sheet.
Okay, so
or the
pet defense
sheet.
Is part of your strategy.
Yeah, it's like a loose make. It's like just a cover.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, a little bit of a bear effort. Really?
Yeah, really. Okay. Cat effort.
Now, John, I'm going to ask you a question which should be perhaps the easiest question that has ever happened in the history of questions.
It
but,
is.
Does Andrew McKay make the bed? If so, how often, you know, how diligently, what do you think is the answer to that?
No.
The answer is no.
And I figured that much.
The answer is I will help my wife make the bed if it's requested. Or if it's assigned, which also sometimes happens in a 28-year marriage. And that's usually because people are coming. And we don't really keep our bedroom door open because we don't want the dogs go in our bedroom. I know a lot of
people
have
different
dogs. It's a good
excuse. I like that.
But you don't want the accidental wanderer to open the door and discover the ruffians that you really are. But no, we don't make our bed. Not really ever. Because why? As you say... I'm gonna mess it all up later. What's the big deal?
Exactly.
I don't get the value of it. But I know. I'm gonna get a lot of texts from my military people. They're like,
Make that quarter bounce off that bed, son.
That's right. And you get and this is how you start a day with success: is you have one win every single day when you immediately wake up, which is to make your bed. 437-1620, 437-1620. Do you or don't you make the bed? Every single day or not? If so, how diligently? 437-1620. All right. Somebody says, my wife and I make our bed together every morning. Just a good way to start the day. Well, my defense is my wife's not awake when I get up.
Exactly.
And
it's way too early.
If I said, hey, honey, wake up. Let's make the bed.
Oh, yeah. You'd be sleeping outside, son.
Well, there's just, let's say, not positive consequences. Yeah.
Not
flow
positive.
From
not positive consequences.
You know how the thing you think is loving, but she doesn't think of it that way?
Right.
That.
Right. Okay.
That. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Let's see. Somebody here says, Kim says, absolutely. I made my bed every day. That's one of my morning chores. I suppose it comes from lax parenting. You know, I was raised by liberal parents, and so I don't make my bed. So be it. They just always didn't care, and so I don't care. Somebody here says, my wife does it every day. Somebody says, I would make it every single day But my wife beats me to the job every day. So, okay, well done. Nicely done. Let's see. Somebody says, I don't make the bed since I will be taking a nap later. Oh, fair enough. I mean, you're going to interrupt.
You're going to be back in it anyway.
Of course, you can couch nap. I mean, I don't know.
Did you guys have middle sheets growing up? Like, you got your fitted sheet, and then you've got that middle flat sheet, and then you've got the comforter. Okay. Right?
Oh, well, let's say the answer is supposed to be yes, but let's say the practice today is no.
Yeah, because I didn't know of a middle sheet.
You didn't know of the existence. So when you went to a hotel, you were confused.
I was like, man, they just love sheets.
They just want a lot of cotton around you.
But yeah, my first bed in my first apartment on my own, my first lady friend came over to see the place, and she's like, you just have a comforter on your bed. What's up with that? I'm like, what do you mean? What else do I have?
Yeah,
what else should be there?
I didn't know there was any deficit
here.
There's
a middle flat sheet, apparently.
Yeah, for some people.
Which makes it
very weird, diligent
people. Hard to make the bed.
Yeah, we actually can't do a middle sheet because this is maybe too personal. But you'll
Yeah, it's getting deep, bro.
So
go on.
We actually sleep. I sleep with my head. It's closest to the bathroom because I get up and go to the bathroom and get ready in the morning and then leave. The head, she sleeps the exact opposite with her head at the foot of the bed nearest to the fan that makes the most noise in order to cover the noise I make when I get up and also to cover the snoring, which I occasionally am guilty of. So she is.
Wait a second.
The hypotenuse is the distance between our heads. That's right. Yeah, we're
okay. So you're at her feet.
Reverse.
Your head,
yeah,
that,
yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So
wow,
I'd be a foot
TMI.
Cuddle if I was going to do that, but I don't because I want to wake her up. But yeah. So in our situation, having a fitted sheet doesn't make or a middle sheet doesn't make any sense. How would you? Where would it go?
Yeah, it'd have to be.
It's impossible. It's physically impossible. Yeah. So, all right. 4-3-7-16-20
Can she not just move the fan?
No, because she'd be closer to where I'm snoring.
Yeah,
she wants the maximum distance. You know, if it's a king bed, the length and the width are not enough. She wants the hypotenuse, maximum distance from the noise.
I picture two beds for their retirement age.
Yes, exactly.
Oh
my goodness!
It's been proposed. Okay,
good night, honey, go to your room.
It's been proposed. So far, I have put my foot down. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Well, put our foot down there.
Yeah,
All
I put
right.
my foot down near her head, ironically. So anyway, go ahead.
98 westbound at Braywoods Road before you get to the Garcon Point Bridge going westbound. We're still dealing with that accident that happened there. So expect about a 9 to 11 minute delay in that area. I-10, I-1, and the rest of it's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, hey, here's a new advertiser on the show. I haven't mentioned them before. New South Windows is having a big sale this weekend. One-day only sale. If you don't know where they're located, they're in by the Hobby Lobby in Books A Million, like in the corner of that shopping center, okay? And they have a sale going on this Saturday from 9 to 4. It's 40% off American-made New South Windows just one day, this Saturday. If you get there before noon, it's an additional 5% off. So the showroom, 45% off, and you get a free portable generator with your New South Windows purchase. Again, just this Saturday, only 9 to 4, 40% off all day, 45% off before noon on Davis Highway in the, like I said, the Books A Million kind of shopping center. Terms and conditions apply. 6235 North Davis Highway. It's, you know, get your home to be hurricane ready. If you need new windows or been thinking about it, they are New South proud. Again, 45% off just this Saturday before noon, 40% until 4 o'clock, and a free generator with a purchase. NewSouthWindow.com. All right, back to our conversation.
Yeah,
oh my God,
yeah,
these
check
texts.
The text.
I've seen some of these texts.
Okay.
Yeah.
We need
says,
for you to read them.
Andrew, just tell the truth. You've got a foot fetish. You want, no. No, it's. No. Anyway, let's see. I make my bed. Carla says I make my bed every morning, making sure this quilt is properly aligned on top. You know, we just pull the covers up, like sort of somewhat made. I mean, you know it's serious in my house if you're – the question of the day is, do you make your bed every day? Since it's National Make Your Bed Day. It happens to be 9/11. And, you know, that's when you put the, like, decorative pillows out and everything is when the neighbors, you know, or the friends or people are coming over. Otherwise, that stuff's all on the floor. No big deal. Let's see. Whoever gets out last makes the bed. All right. Somebody says, yes, every day I had a seal that required it. Now it's a habit. I understand, military people. Yep. My OCD, another texter, 4-3-7-16-20. My OCD tells me I have to make my bed every day. Can't always ignore those voices in your head. Well, I mean, just, I suppose it depends on how many there are.
Right. You know?
I mean, and are they all singing in unison? I leave my house before the wife wakes up. It's not just that I'm lazy.
Like not that. Just.
But that would be enough, but it's also this. I make it up every day, but leave it wide open to air out while I'm getting ready in the morning. And then before I walk at the door, I spread it. Yeah, no, that's a good
air
point.
Out.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've been in there all night, you know, cooking.
Cooking, okay.
Well, look,
making brownies.
Yeah.
Not to be too particular about cookies. It, but heat and moisture from your body. And maybe God knows what
please
else.
Please explain more, Andrew.
Laundry day, I guess.
Yeah,
I
mean, laundry.
You know, the Dutch oven thing. So anyway, I'm just saying that, you know, you want to let it breathe a little. You know, don't look at me with that look, John.
437-1620.
Let's see.
Read the one that says McKay.
Oh, I'm getting there.
I know, but
the first thing successful people do after waking up is make the bed. It instills discipline. In all caps, yelling at me. Don't yell at me. Let's see. Wow, I've always had a middle sheet my whole life. I'm 55. I can't imagine having comforters scraping my skin.
I know.
You need to get a good comforter.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not talking about those nasty ones that are like the, you know, thread count 4 at the hotel. You got to get one that's like satiny or a high thread count or feels really, you know, nice. It's kind of
the Howard Johnson napkin comforter.
Oh, God.
Hojo.
Let's see. McKay, you're crazier than I thought you were, and you might have sleep apnea. Shut up. Okay, so no. Wife was out of town. I slept on top of the covers. Never again. She'd place chocolate kisses under the covers. I love the romance, but, you know, think through the implications of your wonderful Valentine's Day actions. I think I'm going to prank my husband tonight and crawl in the bed in the opposite direction of him and just see what he says. Look at me making marriages healthier. Hey, because you find out things like if they don't notice or if they don't ask or if they do ask, you know. And
I'm into this.
You've been drinking. I just got in bed the way Andrew told me to. Andrew, do you... the questions, like shower first, shower after. That's a different question, different day. Let's see, 437-1620. Most important question, how often do you wash? Okay, that's a different question for a different day. It's been recommended to let your bed air out to keep the dust mites from taking over. See, it's just not us being lazy or dirty.
That's
it's just
right.
us being, you know.
I love that.
Sterile.
Or tell my mama that.
That's right. All right, hey, if you're 64, then we're done for the day. If you're 64, turning 65, or you're retiring, you're going to change over onto Medicare, and you need to, you know, probably have some questions, maybe a little bit of guidance. It's unusual. It's not what you're used to your whole life. And look, people might have been calling you. It happens. People might have been writing you letters. It happens, and you can feel stressed out. It's not stressful at all. It's very easy. But a little bit of guidance helps, okay? Ricky Stewart, she's a dear friend of mine. I've known her as long as we've lived here for 11 years. She's great. Her whole family does insurance. She does this one part. So you want to know what supplement is. You want to know what Advantage is. You want to understand prescription drug benefits. You want to know if Medicaid applies to you. Or any other question you have about Medicare insurance, she can take care of you. You can either call her on her phone, 341-2185. You can just look her up, Ricky Stewart Insurance, or you can go to the website, Insured by Ricky, R-I-C-K-I, insuredbyricky.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
If you are a fan of Joann's Fabrics, you're gonna love Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing and embroidery machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering lots of apparel fabric, children's fabric, and quilting fabric, in addition to sewing machine furniture, sewing and embroidery supplies, and notions. Financing is available, 850-438-5444. Remember, Daryl Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun.
Literally the only good song off the Def Leppard debut album. But it is a good song.
It is a good song.
The rest of it just sounds like cheesy, low-grade hair metal from the 80s. And I was actually surprised that, you know, you go back and listen to some of these albums, at least I do, and I think, how did they get a second album?
Yeah, you know, exactly.
It wasn't until Pyromania that it really they got good. Mm-hmm. And I always think that. I'm like, some of these bands, you know, Aerosmith. How did they get to the albums that were good? Because the early albums were not good. Yeah, all right, 8:55 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the 5. John?
All right, I-10 eastbound, we have an accident that just happened right by the 9 Mile Road entrance-exit area. So just be aware of that. Not seeing very much delay right now, but it's going to be happening soon. Also, 98 westbound, as you approach the Garcon Point Bridge, we still have an accident there that's still in the road causing some minor delays. But other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. You know, in all the conversation we've been having today, of course, about Charlie Kirk and how atrocious it is, and also about how political violence is never justified, and the whole idea of America is to tolerate the speech of people you disagree with. You can only tolerate the speech of people you disagree with. You can't tolerate the speech you agree with. You like the speech you agree with. You celebrate it. You can only tolerate people you disagree with. And that's the rule. That's the idea. That's the premise of the First Amendment, is that you know, people who say things you don't want to say, that you not just allow it, but Andrew McKay, I will actively work to protect you if I think that you're in danger for the things that you say, no matter how awful the things you say are. I believe in that. And, you know, obviously that's just it's a question these days, and people, you know, victim blaming Charlie Kirk, some of them, and people not being robust enough in their denunciation of this, which is scary to me. And it has nothing to do, again, clearly has nothing to do with who he was or what he believed. His beliefs, I think, align a lot with mine. I don't want to pretend to be like he was not somebody that I followed a lot or watched a lot or knew a lot about. I knew who he was, but, you know, he wasn't a person that is personally important to me. So please don't think this is because of, you know, his ideas or what he meant to me. It's really just anybody, whether you lead a Black Lives Matter movement or whether you think that, America is a great racist place, or whether you think that communism would be better, or whether you think that Christianity is for idiots. I used to think that. And I'm grateful that, you know, we live in a place where it's free to say what you think and to articulate the other side. And I will protect you in that. Anyway, I would like to think everybody thinks that way, but apparently not everybody does. We also have this big news that open carry is now legal, at least in the panhandle, probably in the state, because the AG is not going to appeal the decision. But I recommend you be cautious and be smart with your exercising of their newly recognized right. Stan McDaniels was right. He won his case. And according to the Bruin decision, the Supreme Court, the first DCA yesterday ruled, the guidance we've gotten from our local law enforcement is that both the Scambia Sheriffs and the Pensacola Police Department are not currently enforcing the open carry rule, 790.053. I have asked about 18, 19, and 20-year-olds because they are not allowed to conceal carry. All the concealed carry rules have not changed, okay? But the question is, if you can legally possess a firearm at 19, which you can, or a shotgun at 19, which you can, are you allowed to carry it openly now? They are saying that they're still treating, at least Scambia, Chip Simmons got back to me and said they are treating it as if the concealed carry rules apply. I think that's probably a smart approach until we get much better guidance from the AG or from the governor or from the courts. But again, I have a lot of questions about what the law really is right now on these matters. Last thing, something we haven't talked about at all today. Did you see Nepal? They have riots in Nepal because, first of all, 20% unemployment.
Right.
Distrust of the government. The government tried to squelch social media by putting in a social media ban.
Ooh.
Not the way we might to protect kids, but to, they think, the citizens, to squelch political speech. because the people think that the government is corrupt. They've got a lot of Nepo baby kind of stuff where they see the wealthy doing well and the poor people doing terribly. And so they're very upset. Well, when they put in, it wasn't exactly a ban, but it was a ban if you don't coordinate with the government, which seems like a censorship effort. You know, we're going to control your speech. So the social media companies did not participate. The government banned it. Riots. Gen Z riots. They set the Supreme Court on fire. They set the state seat of power buildings on fire. Several elected officials got their homes set on fire.
Wow.
The masses at the government center, the police opened fire and killed 19 people.
Oh, didn't know that.
In Nepal. And the prime minister resigned, and the law has now been repealed. But, you know, I know we don't pay a lot of attention to Nepal all the time, but massive unrest going on right now in this, you know, tiny Asian nation.